It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Are Lesbians and Homosexuals Demon-Possessed? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the Blackwood Brothers with What a Savior, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Dark valley, no hope within. Could I see? They searched through heaven and they found my Jesus. And then he saved a poor lost soul like me.
Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was
oh,
His hands were gave his all for even me. Oh, what a Savior!
Listen to what Michael Swift had to say, this gay revolutionary, and I'm quoting from him. He says this, and by the way, he addresses this, although it was in a gay newspaper, he addresses his article, his statements, to traditional families. Are you a parent, a grandparent? Listen up. These perverts are writing to you. Here's what they say, quote, "We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We, that is the homosexuals, shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions and shall do our bidding. They will be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us," writes Michael Swift. Michael Swift continues. He says, "Women, you cry for freedom. You say you are no longer satisfied with men. They make you unhappy. We, connoisseurs of the masculine face, the masculine physique, shall take your men from you then. We will amuse them. We will instruct them. We will embrace them when they weep. Women, you say you wish to live with each other instead of with men? Then go and be with each other. We shall give your men pleasures they have never known, because we are foremost men too. And only one man knows how to truly please another man. Only one man," writes Michael Swift, "can understand the depth and feeling the mind and body of another man." Michael Swift, this gay revolutionary, continues his article. He writes, quote, "All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men." He continues, "All homosexuals must stand together as brothers. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy." Michael Swift continues. He writes a warning. He writes, "If you dare to cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny body." Michael Swift continues. He says, quote, "We shall write poems of the love between men. We shall stage plays in which man openly caresses man. We shall make films about the love between heroic men, which will replace the cheap, superficial, sentimental, insipid, juvenile, heterosexual infatuations presently dominating your cinema screens." Well, he goes on and on, my friends. This is absolutely incredible. He says the family unit will be abolished. The family unit must be eliminated. Perfect boys will be conceived and grown in a genetic laboratory. He says they will be bonded together in communal setting under the control and instruction of homosexual savants. He says all churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods, writes Michael Swift, are handsome young men. We adhere to a cult of beauty, moral and aesthetic. All that is ugly and vulgar and banal will be annihilated. He says, since we are unalienated from middle-class heterosexual conventions, we are free to live our lives according to the dictates of the pure imagination. For us, too much is not enough. He says, the exquisite society to emerge will be governed by an elite comprised of gay poets. He finally says, we shall be victorious. And he says, tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Oh, my friends, these people hate us. They hate everything about Jesus Christ. They're demon-possessed. The Apostle Paul wrote, and he said, they've been turned over to a reprobate mind. That's in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 32. And they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. And what they do is an abomination to God. That's recorded in Leviticus chapter 18, verses 22 through 30, and Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. They have brought America into a relationship which is very much like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's recorded in Genesis chapter 18 and 19. They have brought America into a moral depraved situation that is just as it was in the days of Noah. That's from Genesis chapter 6 and 7. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be at the coming, the second coming of the Son of Man. Now, these people want to destroy Christians and their traditional family. They hate and they despise you and me. They are phobic. They are what I call Christophobic. They are full of loathing for themselves, miserable in their own selves, and they are fearful and ignorant of who Jesus Christ really is and what he did when he came to this earth. And they seek to pervert the Bible and society. They are much like, as I've told you before, the man in the tombs who cried out to Jesus, why do you torment us before our time? Jesus demanded that the voices identify themselves, and they said, we are legion, for we are many. My friends, there are demon spirits inhabiting the lesbians and the homosexuals. As I've told you, this is the reason for their physical attributes, for their emotional instabilities, and for their reprehensible conduct. They have become haters of the truth, haters of God's word. Their demon spirits have possessed their minds and souls and have caused perverted and criminally insane conduct and behavior. They are naked to God, and they are naked in the world. Now, what is very scary is that American society is changing very, very rapidly. You know, I made a few notes just recently about some of the things that are occurring in America because of the homosexual and lesbian influence. Churches being invaded and blood being thrown on the altar and condoms being showered over the crowds, the audience sitting in the pews. And churchmen, clergymen being harassed and intimidated with threats on their lives and on their families' lives, and their tires being slashed because they spoke up. I've told you about such men as Pastor Pete Peters, whose church was closed down and taken over by the lesbians in his community in Colorado because he preached the truth of the Bible. Yes, my friends, it is as in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. Just as at Lot's day, they cried out, give us those men so we can have sex with them. The men at Hamilton Square Baptist Church in September of 1993 beat on the doors and destroyed property and screamed at the top of their voices, "We want your little boys to sodomize them." Oh, my friends, make no mistake about it. This is a moral, an immoral firestorm. It is a hurricane, a tornado, a vortex of evil that is sweeping America. They scream out to us, "We're here. We're queer. Get used to it." They're saying that we've got to approve of their immoral way of life, but we cannot. We cannot because, as crazy as it may seem to them, we love them. Oh, I've exposed all of these things on these radio programs. The fact is, we love these men and women, and we want to see them changed. We want to see them filled with the Holy Spirit. But you see, they have been turned over to a reprobate mind. The Bible makes very clear there is a point that comes in the life of every man when the Spirit of God will no longer contend and plead, when Jesus will no longer be at the door knocking, ready to enter. Now, I do not know at what point in each person's life that time comes, but I do know it's a tragic moment, an inevitable and an inescapable point in time which all people who have rejected God must face. And now we're seeing the consequences of those who have rejected God and are hanging on desperately to their lesbian and homosexual behavior. The Bible says very clearly that they will receive in themselves the just recompense for their evil deeds. They are receiving AIDS. And they have made it so that even some of our children are getting it undeservedly. Even some people of the opposite sex are getting it undeservedly. And yes, some heterosexuals are getting it undeservedly. And we must pity and feel sympathy and sorrow for all who have AIDS, whether the person is homosexual or heterosexual. But we know this. We must also fight against this plague on our nation. We must fight and we must combat the evil that's in our midst. And we cannot but tell the truth. We cannot but fight such incidents as I will now describe to you. For example, in the school districts across America, where homosexuals are actually being invited into the classroom to teach our kids that their conduct is acceptable and that the child can choose to be a homosexual. It's a lie. I am forced to tell you about ACT UP, a very militant and evil homosexual group that recently actually passed out to junior high and high school students a wicked pornographic brochure. Its title, "How to F Safely." Well, the F was spelled out, that F word. How to F Safely. Sickening. Janet Reno went to court on the side of a convicted pedophile child pornographer. Maybe you didn't know about that. The case was Knox versus Pennsylvania. You see, the man, Mr. Knox, had been convicted of child pornography. He published a pictorial essay of little girls in sexual poses. He's a child abuser. And he's peddling this smut to pedophiles to make money. He was convicted of child pornography. The law is plain in this. And he appealed to two higher courts, and each court confirmed the conviction. But to the rescue came our Attorney General, Bill and Hillary Clinton's Attorney General Janet Reno. Through her solicitor, Mr. Drew Day, she asked the Supreme Court recently to reverse the conviction, and the court did. And so a child pornographer went free. My friends, we have a wicked administration. not because they're Democrat. It would be true if they were Republican or Libertarian or Socialist or whatever. They're simply evil and wicked people. My friends, the homosexual and lesbian agenda is to steal and destroy your children, to seduce them into the lesbian and homosexual lifestyle. And this is something we must fight. According to the mass media, of course, the gay movement is in vogue. Tom Brokaw and all the other news anchors attended a huge meeting of homosexuals in which they affirmed the acceptability and desirability of the lesbian and homosexual lifestyle. But to those of us who honor God, this is a perverse abomination. We must pray that these things can be reversed, but we might also accept that this well could be the last days and a sign of the evil that is to come upon the earth. Remember, my friends, Jesus Christ said, "I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Well, this is Tex Mars. We've been discussing the issue of homosexuality and lesbianism, and we have answered that, yes, they are demon-possessed.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.